this job done. Uh-huh. And that's when the waterworks started. Like bawling. The way she described it to me, God, I am just really a jerk. Anybody will tell me anything, and I repeat it on the radio. Mm-hmm. Really. But I got it's too great.
Really?
She said the guy had, she said it started like in a cartoon.
Right.
With one tear, and then just streaming down his face. Her words, not mine.
Wow.
No exaggeration here.
Ouch.
NBA, you want to come in for another segment?
Oh, she's exhausted.
Last one went so well for her.
It's Monday and she's exhausted.
Thanks, BA. Thank you, BA.
Yeah.
Did you hear the nice stuff that I was,
yeah.
Which I really mean?
My favorite was, she's so nice on the surface.
That was a joke.
That's where we require.
That was a joke.
I know.
I was making a joke. You've never done anything but be nice to me.
Right.
But you are very.
I know. I thought it was funny.
You're very sweet. And sometimes. What are you looking at Mike for?
Yeah, what are you looking at me for?
Keep him in my peripheral.
Good idea.
And you go out of your way not to hurt people's feelings.
Well,
I keep telling you, out of my way. You're too nice with all the morons that work at the station.
I just want to do the right thing.
Sure.
Okay. I want to be honest, perhaps to a fault at times.
Yes.
I tell you how I feel.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I tell you what's up. And, you know, that's how I am.
Okay, B.A.
Yeah.
The man that you made cry, without getting into details so these guys won't be able to guess who it is, did I tell it as you told me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was pointing my finger at him, too.
And what were you saying?
Oh, wow.
I think I have a theory already.
Don't F with me.
Wow.
You promised me I was on your ass about this last week,
mm-hmm.
and now we have to do it at the last effing minute.
Were you understanding?
Yeah.
Did you give him a chance to explain?
I think I know.
No, hold on just a second. I just want to hear her say the part about the crying. So, when did he start crying? When did this man start crying?
It was the fifth point and the third F word. And all of a sudden, his eyes were filled with tears.
Wow.
And
my.
The water work.
You don't know your power.
Yeah, she can be tough.
I think it's the finger.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, if you want, you can try to flip over all the cards and go for a guess, but if you're wrong, you won't be able to play the game.
I don't want to take that chance. I'd rather ask a question.
Then we'll go with 10 questions, and Mike, we'll start with you.
Is it somebody that works here?
Yes. Buzz.
Is it somebody in the programming department?
No. Mike.
Is it somebody in the engineering department?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Matt. I knew that. I just didn't want to take a chance. I just put it together because of the nature of the guy, kind of a sensitive guy.
It's Matt.
So.
When we call him the touchy engineer, we don't mean it because he's like always flying off the handle. It's because, like, even when you're walking out of the bathroom with the guy, like he'll put his hand on your back. How you doing, buddy? You know, there's always too much touching with this guy.
And you made him cry.
So he cried. I did feel bad.
Cried like a baby, huh?
Yeah.
How long?
Now, Matt, but you let me, I would go back and forth between being sympathetic.
So his emotions, as opposed to eliciting sympathy from you, threw you into a bit more of a rage. Which some people respond to emotion that way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it angered you that he got emotional.
No. I felt bad. I was constant. I was still angry at him.
You didn't console him.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did.
Did you console him sternly, or did you, you know, take it like a motherly, friendly approach with him? I mean, did you pull him close to your bosom and say, They're there, Matt, my crying angel.
Stay there.
Did you gently stroke his hair?
I've never touched him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you get him a tissue?
No.
Was he crying enough that he needed a tissue?
Yes.
Was he crying enough that he needed to blow his nose?
Yes.
Whoa.
But what I noticed was, you know, obviously some other things must have been bothering him, and perhaps I was just the final straw.
You were the catalyst.
Exactly. And once we finished our business, I said, how can I help you? You know, did you not feel well?
How's he been since the crying game?
He's been fine.
Has he brought it up?
I actually joke about it now. Don't want to make you cry. But
tears are very unusual in this business.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something else.
I don't think here at this place.
That's true. That's the last, daily.
The last couple days when we've been goofing around about this, I've been mentioning that you made a guy cry. Has he come to you at any time during the last couple days to say, you know, oh, my God, Bethann, that you're going to talk about me crying?
No.
He said, so he's not said anything?
No. And I did just tell him that we were going to talk about it because you mentioned it last week. And I didn't want him to hear it, not be prepared, and perhaps make him cry again.
Are we going to talk to him?
He's not here today.
Oh, he isn't?
No, he was sick.
Oh. Right.
All right.
Well, can we call him at home?
Heart sick.
Can you call him at home?
I have his number.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Beth.
Yeah. Bye-bye. He's so sick. That'll be a good call to get. Especially if he's really sick. You know.
I bet he's not really sick.
Yeah, but just think, you know, if he's like on Robitussin or something, we get him going all over again. Truth serum.
Oh, God, what if we make him cry?
Oh, man.
But now we can't. I know we could if we tried, but let's try not to make this guy cry.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Let's try to make him feel good about his masculinity.
Sure.
Let's not point out that a man doesn't cry.
Right. There's no crying in radio.
A man doesn't cry.
We can count on one hand the number of people we've seen cry.
And one of them was a big-time homo. No offense to any of you big-time homos out there, but that's one reason that I give him a break.
Yeah, that's allowed.
Because that guy, I mean, he's emotional.
He was a sensitive guy.
Yeah. Gay guys are emotional. The guy got fired, he ran out of the station, he was crying.
Then he got rehired, so it made it all the more more funny.
Who else have you seen cry? Who else have we seen cry?
A sales lady in the old old radio station.
But again, she's a woman, though.
The girl.
What about a man? I think the only man that I've seen cry probably would be that guy at Wava, the gay guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think Deborah Dean was in tears when she was in the elevator, locked in the elevator.
When she got out?
Yeah.
She was so freaked out by it?
Yeah, she was very traumatized, as you recall. Right. So I don't know if that counts. Trauma.
I cry a lot. I just don't do it at the radio station. I talk about crying like when I watch Rudy.
Yeah,
the movie Rudy.
Well, you're the clown, Mike. You're the sad clown. You laugh on the outside and
but
cry
if I had,
on
like,
the inside.
Really bad hangover. I'll cry watching like a kid's movie.
Well, listen, and just to be honest, which I hate doing, I think I cried on the air a little bit when I talked about Rudy. You know.
Yeah.
But
sure.
For God's sakes,
we do it from time to time.
For God's sakes, I had just accidentally killed my dog.
Right.
It wasn't like Beth Ann was just pointing at me saying the F word.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something big to break me.
Remember when the Red Sox won the World Series? Or it might have been when they beat the Yankees and you tried to get me to cry and I didn't crack? Remember that?
Yeah.
And you brought up all that stuff about my dad.
About your dad, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Did pretty well with that.
You did.
I cry when I watch the History Channel. There was a documentary on the Hindenburg.
That things that could have been.
Touched me where I live.
That make Rob emotional.
I keep telling you, no matter how many times you watch that, it's like watching a tape of a football game.
I want them to land that rigid airship.
Your team is not going to win. No matter
my
how
86
much
World Series. And when Rob watches the Hindenburg.
Yeah. The
Hindenburg.
Okay, where's the guy? Town crier. Let's get him on the phone. Maybe we could have John Cryer give him a call. The star of 3.5 Men.
Yeah. Let's play the crime game.
Sorry, I always get that mixed up. 8.5 Men. Hello?
Here's Joe.
Here he is. Oh, hi, Joe. I'm trying to call you right now. Hi, Joe.
She's on the line trying to get Matt.
Is she talking to Matt or just trying to reach him?
She's trying to get him out of bed.
Ah.
Apparently.
Why does he have to get out of bed to take the call?
Is he sucking on a gun?
Apparently the phone shorted. From moisture.
From the soaked sheets. Of the tears.
This is why I fear that right now this engineer guy, Matt.
I don't want to go on one.
He's got the radio on. He's like in the corner of a room. And there's like Domino's and Chinese food and Jim Beam and Jack Daniels bottles everywhere.
He's got like a 4-day growth of beard.
And he's laying on the floor and he's in his underpants. Right here in his mouth. He's got a gun. He's going,
I am not going to pick up the phone. Don't call me Bethann.
Now, won't I feel bad if the guy really blows his head off?
Well, that would be horrible.
Won't I feel awful? Please don't tell me he's committed suicide.
No, he's in the bathroom, and he'll call us back.
All right. Oh. What's he doing in the bathroom?
Prettying himself up.
He's got like a stomach virus?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I hope he's not crying.
He could be.
Sometimes when you throw up, it makes your eyes water.
Yeah.
It does.
You're in a lot of pain. You know.
I only know that because somebody told me. Never happened to me.
Or if you pull out a nose hair.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
You find yourself a nice, cool gun. Picture him in the bathtub.
Don't.
He's in the He's in the bathtub.
Does he do it like the old Roman style?
No, he's in the bathtub and he's listening to us on the radio.
Right.
And he's holding the radio.
Oh dear.
It's a radio. It's a radio that
I can't stand it any longer.
Plugged into the wall.
Right.
I mean, he's just a nanosecond away from dropping that baby in the bathtub.
He's reenacting a scene from Saw.
What is this? This is oh, crying. Okay, I'm with you. Boy, it takes him a long time to get there. I thought this was... This was on the Eat the Rich album.
Yeah, they had like four songs that all sounded alike.
What's that other one? You're My Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one, though. Crying by Aerosmith. This would have been too mellow to start the show with today, though. Here's another good crying song. 96 Tears. Turn this out. Little Matt, chugging on a gun right now.
Where's Smokey Robinson?
Tears of a Clown.
Johnny Rivers.
Track of My Tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roy Orbison.
Crying.
That might be the... Crying over you.
That might be the winner. Except not a chance we have a Roy Orbison record here.
No.
I left it in my car.
Not a chance.
Rob has it at home.
Well, what's the deal with the guy?
Hold in the bathroom.
Don and Mike, how long did it take to get sick? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
When a woman makes you cry, your underpants don't stay dry. That might be an oopsie.
Wow.
Sounds like that might be going on now, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sounds like that's exactly what's happening.
You made me laugh so much, I almost had an oopsie in my throat.
An oopsie.
The oops.
Watch out for the oopsie.
Okay, we'll wait for Matt.
Yes.
While we may,
could be hours.
While we wait, well, we're here for another three.
Yes, we are.
While we wait for Matt, I got this radio magazine over the weekend. I get them all the time because I'm in the radio business.
Mm-hmm.
This thing, Radio and Records.
Right.
And there is, I love pointing out articles that are stupid, but this is an article that is not only stupid, it's worthless on every single level.
Wow. Now, see, that excites me.
That's great.
As far as radio guys go, because the deal is if you're in the radio industry and you get this newspaper magazine, this weekly